Good afternoon. The frontal system passed through the region before the sun came up this morning. It produced rain showers and gusty winds, with temperatures dropping back slightly into the 30s and 40s. Now, behind the front, with a gusty northwest wind flow, readings are pushing back up through the 40s and will settle into the 50s for mid-afternoon highs. Still, though, the wind at times will gust up to 40 and perhaps even 50 miles per hour with a mix of sun and clouds. Another front, quickly on the heels of the first one, will slice through the region during the afternoon and into the evening hours. With the unstable air mass in place, we run the risk at a few scattered pop-up showers, perhaps a couple of bursts of rain, or even a rumble of thunder with some small hail or grapple as it passes by. The wind will shift to the northwest behind this front and remain gusty through the evening and overnight hours, with any remaining rain showers changing over to a few snow showers and temperatures dropping back into the upper 20s and lower 30s. This will set the stage for a dry but blustery and cooler day for tomorrow. Under a mix of sun and clouds, highs will be in the mid-40s. At this point, we'll turn our attention to the Ohio Valley, where a disturbance will be sliding through on its way to the mid-Atlantic coast. The fast-moving system could bring a quick shot of some light snow to the southern half of New York and New England. Closer to the coast, perhaps even a slight accumulation on Friday afternoon, with temperatures holding in the middle 30s. Behind this system, a reinforcing shot of even colder air. It'll be windy and quite cold on Saturday, and despite mostly sunny skies with high pressure in control, highs will only be in the lower and middle 20s. It'll stay cold during the day on Sunday with a mix of sun and clouds in the middle to upper 20s. On Monday, sunshine will give way to increasing clouds as that high pressure center lifts to the north and east. High temperatures will push back into the lower 30s before another potential storm system in this active weather pattern develops along the east coast, which could bring us a chance of snow by midweek next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a series of low-pressure systems are poised to impact the Pacific Northwest over the next few days. The system that moved inland yesterday will head across the northern Rockies today as another low-pressure system makes landfall overnight tonight. Yet another strengthening system is set to reach the coast by Friday morning. The string of systems and an associated plume of moisture will lead to rain along the coast and snow in the highest elevations of the Cascades and Rockies. Snow is expected in these areas expanding eastward into the northern plains through Friday afternoon. Winter storm watches are in effect for portions of the northern Rockies and northern plains for the upcoming snow risk, and there's also the risk of flooding across portions of the region as rain and warmer temperatures lead to melting snowpack. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 89 degrees at McAllen and Edinburgh, both in Texas, to a low of 4 below zero at Bryce Canyon, Utah, and Presque Isle, Maine. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, breezy, in-and-out sunshine with a few rain showers near 60. Boston, mostly cloudy and breezy with rain showers in the upper 50s. And in Buffalo, mostly sunny and windy with temperatures in the lower 40s. Checking the climate report, the average high temperature in Albany today, 41 degrees, the average low, 23. The record high, 68, set in 2012, and the record low, 2 below zero, in 1989. Sunrise this morning was at 6:19 a.m., sunset this evening, 5:54 p.m., 11 hours and 35 minutes of daylight, an increase of 4 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Partly sunny and windy through the middle of the day with a late day shower and perhaps a rumble of thunder with a burst of rain towards sunset. Temperatures in the lower 50s. Windy with a few rain or snow showers tonight in the upper 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny and windy through the middle of the day, a late day shower, perhaps a rumble of thunder with a burst of rain towards sunset with highs in the upper 50s. Windy with a few rain showers tonight and lows in the mid 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, partly sunny and windy through the middle of the day with a shower, perhaps a rumble of thunder possible, high temperatures in the lower 50s. Windy with a few rain or snow showers tonight and lows in the upper 20s. For the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, partly sunny and windy with a shower, perhaps a rumble of thunder this afternoon, and a burst of rain towards sunset, highs in the mid-50s. Windy with a few rain showers tonight and lows in the mid-30s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Partly sunny and windy through the afternoon with a shower, perhaps a thunderstorm possible with a burst of rain, highs in the mid-50s. Windy with a few rain showers tonight, lows in the lower 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, windy, mid-40s, a chance of light snow south of I-90 Friday, otherwise partly sunny in the mid-30s. Windy and very cold Saturday, mostly sunny but only lower to mid-20s for highs. A mix of sun and clouds in the upper 20s Sunday. Increasing clouds Monday, lower 30s, and a chance of snow on Tuesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.